In the past 6 years, more refugees have resettled in Texas than in any other state in the country. The state of Texas has pulled out of the refugee resettlement program, citing concerns over terrorism. That leaves many private and nonprofit groups to provide the many refugee needs, everything from clothing to English classes to medical care. The largest student-run clinic reaching out to refugees is in San Antonio.
Okay, we're just going to get his height and weight, and we're going to take him into the room.
The medical, dental, and nursing schools at the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio have teamed up to operate the only student-run refugee clinic in the country.
Do you have any allergies that you know of?
Each Wednesday, at St. Francis Episcopal Church on the city's north side, dozens of refugees from all over the world come for free care at the Refugee Health Clinic. People from the Middle East, Southern Africa, and Asia. They have fled violence and persecution. An estimated 4,000 to 5,000 refugees live within 3 miles of San Antonio's medical center. Most who resettle here receive temporary federal government health benefits that run out after 6 months or so. Then what?
So we really, really fill that gap before they can kind of get on their feet after they've lost their government benefits.
That's medical student Michael Chayen, who says he's disappointed Texas has pulled out of the refugee program over safety concerns.
And, you know, politics is what it is, but as doctors, as people who can bear witness to people who are suffering, we feel like it's our duty and it's their right to get medical care and to be connected with services that are going to make their life better. They're fleeing from persecution. A lot of them have been living in refugee camps overseas for many years before coming here. They're here to start a new life.
52-year-old Leda Mohsen came to the clinic for dental care. A teacher, she came from Iraq to America with her family of seven to escape the threat of violence.
We left Iraq and came to the United States because there is safety here. There is no safety. The main concern, the lethal explosive cars. You can get caught with an explosive car at any place, any time.
Lakshmi Adhikari, a 65-year-old man who fled Bhutan to a refugee camp in Nepal, is being treated for an itchy, stubborn rash. He sports a T-shirt with a local high school team logo, a gift, he says, from one of the many people in San Antonio who have welcomed him with open arms.
It's far better than refugee camp. He trusts and believes that all the nurses and doctors, they treat him very well.
Are you on any medications?
For the healthcare students, mostly in their 20s and 30s, working at the clinic has changed their world perspective. Nursing student Christina Potts.
All people really do deserve care. Although they can't afford it, that doesn't mean they don't deserve it. All those things that you hear in the mass media does not connect to these refugees at all.
Number two is missing.
Dental student Eduardo Vela is originally from another country too. He understands his patient's challenges.
If you don't know the language, there's a lot of cultural differences. I myself grew up in Mexico, so I know a little bit of the feeling of being an outsider and then trying to fit in.
Medical Director Dr. Browning Wayman says the needs of this population are great.
They are in search of people to manage their high blood pressure, their diabetes, their high cholesterol, thyroid disease, mental health issues. For a lot of us that went into medicine, we went into it to help people. This is a population that needs help, and so it's really a joy.
The refugees don't use the free clinic forever. The clinic staff helps them find more permanent care. Navigating the healthcare system can be difficult even for Americans, says one of the clinic's founders, Dr. Andrew Muck.
You don't speak the language, may not have a job, and even though you're in the midst of this robust health system, you can't get in the door, can't get over those hurdles.
All right, buddy, we're going to use your right arm if that's okay.
One thing you notice, no matter where you're from, seven-year-olds are very much the same.
How many shots am I going to get, one or zero?
Even if the state government in Texas isn't welcoming refugees with open arms these days, doctor-in-training Michael Chayen certainly is.
The first thing I do when I come to the clinic and I have a patient is I say, welcome to our clinic. We're really happy you're in this country. We want to do everything we can do to help you.
Texas will continue to be home to new refugees. But instead of giving financial assistance to the state, the Office of Refugee Resettlement will be giving that money directly to nonprofits. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.